Hello, it's the 10th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Conservative Party candidate Festus Akinbusoi has won the popular vote for Bedfordshire's new Police and Crime Commissioner. With nearly 60,000 votes, he beat Labour candidate David Michael, who got 50,000. No candidate got over 50% of the first preference votes. But when the second preference was counted, the Conservatives candidate emerged as the clear winner. The English Democrats, Independent and Lib Dem candidates all received an insignificant number of votes and were knocked out. Akinbusoi will be sworn in on Thursday the 13th of May at the police headquarters in Kempston. His manifesto pledges include bringing back community-based policing, support law-abiding citizens, right to a peaceful life, putting victims' needs first and leading an open and transparent police force. Autism Bedfordshire received a £500 donation from Tesco's thanks to its community grant initiative to support local causes. Autism Beds is the only voluntary organisation that specialises in supporting autistic people in the county. Well done, Tesco. May is Arson Awareness Month, and Beds Fire and Rescue are asking people to help put out fires before they start. Andy Martin, Arson Reduction Officer at Beds Fire and Rescue Service, said, "Every fire caused deliberately is a significant drain on our resources and can put lives in danger, destroy buildings and be devastating to local communities. Check the show notes for tips on how to reduce the potential for arson." A map of Japanese knotweed shows Bedford has 13 incidents of the invasive building destroying plant. Knotweed can cause serious problems to the properties and even make them unsellable. Check the show notes to see if your property is affected. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.